the reason that we want this applet to have a thread is that it can be quite a lengthy thing reading data from a file, because you're going to have possible network delays. And so this is an example of an applet which is going to take a long time possibly to compute, and you want to make sure that it has a thread. So the main part of the applet will be in the run method, like we saw before with the applets with threads. We introduce a variable that's going to be a data input stream, and I introduce a variable that's going to be a string buffer. Now, in the text area, I'm going to use the setText method to actually put in various messages so that the user doesn't get bored waiting for the entire file to download and knows what's happening. So before I try to do the OpenStream method, I set the initial text to be OpenStream. And actually on the previous slide there was a text that I put in at the very time that I created the text area as well. Now we do the OpenStream method on the URL that we created in the init method, and we convert it, like we said before, to a buffered input stream, and then we convert that to a data input stream. So we need the buffer for good performance, and we need the data input stream because we want to use a more structured method than just read a character at a time. So now we put our informative message in the text area with set text to be reading data. And now the next while loop is going to read the entire file. So the main thing here is that this variable data is a data input stream, and one of the methods we're allowed to use on a data input stream is called readLine. And it reads the entire line from the file up to the next new line character that's in the file. So as long as the line we read is not null, which would be the end of the file, we keep going around this loop and we append the line that we read to the string buffer with a new line character, because readLine doesn't bring in the new line character. So after the while loop, we have actually read the entire file, and we just, it's all in this string buffer called buff. So we use the method, the handy method toString on buff, which converts the contents of the string buffer to a string, and then we set it into the text area. So notice that here is an example of using a string buffer that was quite handy because we wanted to keep appending to an existing string, and that made us keep getting a bigger and bigger string. So that's why we used the string buffer. Notice also that in some sense this is not a very interesting program, because it just reads the whole file and puts it in the text area. It's just an example of the kind of thing you might do. Probably what you really want to do is, instead of reading all the lines at once, is to read the file one line at a time and do some processing on the string that represents each line every time you read it. It's a more general kind of program that you would have.